This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Remember that movie with Charles Bronson, The Evil That Men Do? This guy, this Iranian general, he is an exact replica of the guy in that movie, The Evil That Men Do. He shot down and murdered, but first tortured, so many innocent kids protesting in Iran over the last few weeks. How many did he murder? How many families don't have a child anymore? How many Americans, thousands, were maimed by this guy? American military people and contractors. How many Americans are dead? Over 600. And you think Democrats are supposed to defend that? That's where we've gone as a country? Let me tell you what we're dealing with this Islamic enemy. So here's an Islamic group, just like this guy, the mullahs in Iran. Boko Haram. They're jihadists from Nigeria and throughout Africa. And they come across in Nigeria a Catholic bride and her bridal party on the way to her wedding. And they cut all their heads off. This girl's about to get married, the greatest moment of her life. And she'll spend the rest of her, 50, 70 years in life with this guy and have babies with him. And that greatest moment of her life is erased on the way to the wedding. They slice the heads off her and her bridal party. Everybody's got to die because they're Catholic. This is what you're dealing with Islamic extremists. And I've been very fair. I've never condemned the religion of Islam. I've never condemned all Muslims. There are plenty of nice Muslims. I'm sure there are in the world. But let me tell you, radical Islam is like Nazi Germany. And this is what you're contending with. And the Democratic Party has now taken the side of number one. Just think about the last year. First, they took the side of the Mexican drug cartels. They don't want any security at the border. They don't want a wall at the border. They don't want border agents. They don't want ICE. They want to disband ICE. They took the side of the Mexican drug cartel, and I've always said I think they're being paid off in campaign contributions or Swiss bank accounts or Cayman bank accounts or Belize bank accounts by the Mexican drug cartel that makes over $500 billion a year bringing drugs and human trafficking and pedophilia across our border. They're paying off the Democratic Party. Someone is to keep that border open. So first they took a side against our own national security. Because A, they're getting paid off, guarantee you, like, just like Biden in Ukraine. They're all dirty, and they're taking money to make sure that border stays open. And now, number two, they've taken the side of Islamic extremists because Trump dared to kill someone who's one of the worst, most evil men that ever walked this planet. It's frightening that this is going on in the United States of America. I want you to hear the words, keeping in mind that Islamic extremists killed this bride-to-be in her Catholic bridal party. And I want you to think about what Islamic extremist really means. And now I want you to think about Colin Kaepernick accusing the United States military of terrorist attacks and calling our brave troops plunderers of the non-white world who spend their lives killing brown-skinned and black-skinned people. Last I checked, America has fought against Nazis that were all white supremacists and all white. America's fought against Japanese. Are those brown-skinned, black-skinned people? I don't see them that way. They're Asians. They were in a war against us. They bombed Pearl Harbor. What history of fighting brown-skinned, black-skinned people? I think of America. I think of the Civil War. White people died by the hundreds of thousands fighting to free black slaves who they'd never met and never will meet. And they don't know their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. But they died to free the black slaves. White military in this country has fought all around the world and got nothing but gravestones for it. We don't get money for it. We don't get prizes. We don't get loot. We don't loot the countries. We don't rape all the women. We're not Vikings. In every country we're in, we don't rape the women. Last I checked, in World War II, there were no records of Americans raping German women or raping women in Tokyo after the bomb drop. So we're not in it for sex. We're not in it for loot. We're not in it for money. We don't get the oil, but we have gravestones by the thousands. We fight for freedom for ourselves and other people. We fight for America and that beautiful flag of which Colin Kaepernick knows absolutely nothing about. You know, I kneel for the cross and I stand for the flag. Colin Kaepernick does the opposite. It's unbelievable. So Senator Lindsey Graham, and just keep in mind, I'm starting the show with a Colin Kaepernick rant, but AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have all been actively attacking Trump. Nancy Pelosi basically called him a war criminal in her bill. If Hitler were alive today, Democrats would be defending Hitler against Donald Trump. If Trump dared kill Hitler as top general, Trump's a bad guy. This is the most incredible thing. Democrats have stooped to levels no one believed was possible. Lindsey Graham is not known as a big conservative. Lindsey Graham is a very wishy-washy, moderate Republican who at times hated Trump and more of late has liked Trump and defended Trump. But he's certainly no conservative superstar. Lindsey Graham called Kaepernick an un-American racist on and off the field. He was on Fox News. In response to Colin Kaepernick describing the elimination of terrorist Qasem Soleimani, General Qasem Soleimani, as a racist attack for American imperialism, Senator Lindsey Graham said he's a loser on and off the field who knows nothing about Iran's terrorist regime. Graham added that Kaepernick is un-American and a racist, and if you're looking for racism in America, Mr. Kaepernick, look in the mirror. But you know what really needs to be said? Forget Colin Kaepernick. He's an idiot. He's one of the dumbest people that ever stepped foot on a football field. He has a brain the size of a pea, okay? He doesn't know anything. First of all, Mr. Kaepernick, please go to Syria. Please go to Iraq. Please go to Iran. We don't want you in America anymore. You fight for Venezuela and Cuba, go to Venezuela and Cuba. But really, go to Iran. I'd like to see what happens when you criticize the mullahs and the ayatollah and this general. If he were still alive, you criticized him in Iran. Let me tell you the order of what would happen. First of all, you'd be arrested in the middle of the night, the same night that you made the criticisms. You'd be kidnapped and blindfolded and taken to a military prison and a torture chamber. I can't describe on TV what they would do to you, but it would be sadistic. Then they would let about 20 prison guards in, and you'd get raped all night by prison guards. And then they'd hang you in the morning in the town square while the people shouted, you know, death to Khomeini, death to Kaepernick. That's what would happen to you in Iran if you criticized the guy that you're defending because he's a nice terrorist, a good guy? Wow. So that's the first thing that comes to this. Number two is, what say you, Nike? He's the leading spokesman of one of America's biggest billion-dollar multinational corporations, Nike. They hired him to be their spokesman, to be their face. And he's un-American and a racist and basically a defender of Islamic extreme terrorism. He's the spokesman for a sneaker company, a billion-dollar sneaker company. Nike, what say you? Et tu, Brutus? Do you have anything to say, Nike? Has Cat got your tongue? What do your stockholders think of this guy supporting terrorism that fights for Nike? I want to know. I want to know how Nike can survive as a billion-dollar company. Because every conservative in America that voted for Trump, 63 million of us, I'd be willing to bet my life that it's now expanded to about 67, 68, 69 million who love Donald Trump and are going to vote for Trump. Almost 70 million support Trump now. I'd like to know what we can do to drive Nike out of business. This company's got to be destroyed to make an example. You know, first of all, every one of you watching this show right now, call Nike tomorrow and tell them no one's ever buying from you again. and we're going to burn your sneakers, we're going to burn your jerseys, we're going to burn everything with your Nike swoop. It's all got to be destroyed, and nothing, nothing will ever make us support you again. You're losers, you're un-American, and you are the worst business story in the history of American business. This should be taught forevermore at every business school in America. How do you destroy a billion-dollar brand and a billion-dollar multinational corporation? Nike's got to be destroyed completely and put out of business. How you could make a guy who loves terrorists and hates white people openly, hates America, wants to see President Trump, I'm sure, assassinated, and the minor thing is he kneels for the national anthem now. That's become the minor thing, that you would make him your face and your spokesman for saying that America's troops are terrorists and that they hate black people and brown-skinned people. Folks, anybody who ever buys anything from Nike again gives them a nickel. As far as I'm concerned, you're all nuts. America's got to destroy Nike now. Americans, knock them out of business. But you got to understand how bad this guy is. He was the military leader of the greatest state sponsor of terrorism, maybe ever, in charge of the Iran Revolutionary Guard. The most powerful person, other than the Ayatollah himself, the most powerful person in a country of 80-plus million, with all the weaponry and all the technology and supporting terrorism all around the world. He was responsible for the death and maiming of thousands of American soldiers, hundreds of thousands across the Middle East, who knows how many hundreds of thousands in Iran. How many innocent kids protesting were tortured, then gang raped, and then killed? Maybe buries them alive. Maybe hangs them in the square. Maybe shoots them in the head. This is the guy that Trump heroically killed. He destroyed Lebanon. He destroyed Syria. There's now 400,000 people dead in Syria. He was Iran's proxy in Syria. And the number of refugees from Syria is 5.7 million. He chased out of their homes. They're stateless. They're homeless because of this guy, Soleimani. Trump did the world the greatest favor ever. And the Democrats are defending Hitler. That's what you got. For all intents and purposes, Democrats are with Hitler.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing
the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and by the way, that boycott, that destruction, we got to take Nike down. Has to be built, centered around the foundation of, the base of, that takedown of Nike has got to be our military veterans and our active duty military, all the patriots of this country. Can you imagine what Colin Kaepernick just said, and Nike has not fired him? Keep in mind, what percentage of our troops are black? Keep in mind, what percentage of our troops are brown? Keep in mind how many roadside bombs killed black and brown American soldiers who died for this country, for that schmuck. Colin Kaepernick, that piece of garbage who says America hates black people, but he's black and got $150 million from the NFL for playing a game. But America hates black people. I mean, I've never heard such unadulterated garbage, racist garbage in my entire life. But that Nike, a responsible American company, would hire a human being, a piece of garbage like Colin Kaepernick, and allow him to denigrate our military heroes. It's so amazing when so many of the military heroes are black and brown. They died on those roadsides, or they lost their legs on those roadsides. Based on this guy, and Trump takes him out, and Trump's a bad guy, because it's got to be based on black-brown racism by American terrorists, i.e. our troops. Someone's got to teach Nike a lesson. My gosh. My gosh. So I want to continue this story about Trump's derangement syndrome, because I never imagined anybody would defend a Hitler, and that's what this guy really was this General Soleimani is like a Hitler. So in the Syrian civil war, which he was right in the middle of, stoking, the death count is 400,000. How many of them are children? And the number of refugees, 5.7 million. And in Iran, in just the last few weeks, Soleimani's footprints were all over the deaths of thousands of peaceful anti-regime demonstrators. And yet, how many gays have been murdered in Iran? And yet, they throw gays off roofs and murder you for being gay. And yet, the Democrat Party in America that claims to be pro-gay, they defend Soleimani. They defend Iran. It's incredible. It's incredible. And Democrat presidential candidates are falling all over themselves. Very careful they are to always say, oh, he's very evil, but Trump had no right to do it. He's very evil. Iran's very evil. And they did kill American soldiers. It's good he's dead, but Trump had no right to do it. It was a war crime. Incredible. Incredible. I gave a good quote today to GQ magazine. They called me to ask what the base of Trump's voters think about this. And I told GQ magazine, I hated everything Obama did and stood for. Never once did I ever act unpatriotic or un-American about Barack Obama's drone strikes of Islamic extremists. Never once did I say we could be at war with the worst group of people in the world and Obama's our leader and I will not stand behind him. Never would have thought of saying that. Never. He's a war criminal. Never would have thought of saying that. Because there is no politics. There is no Republican or Democrat, white or black. You are an American, and you stand behind the American military and the commander-in-chief at all times. No matter what he does, we are America, and you stick with him. Okay? He just killed one of the worst bad guys in world history. And if you want to be on the side of Iran and the bad guys, get the hell out of our country. Go to Iran. Go to Syria. See what life's like in Venezuela or Cuba. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims Trump engaged in an act of war and said it was a war crime. George Lopez, the comedian, thinks he's cute. So the Ayatollah of Iran put an $80 million, basically $80 million bounty on the head of President Trump. And said, if you kill Trump, if you assassinate Trump, and bring me his head, I'll give you $80 million. Now, first of all, what a joke. Yeah, someone's going to kill Trump, and they'll get out of our country with his head in a basket and a luggage, and they'll bring it to Iran, and they'll really get out of the country. I mean, it's the most ludicrous thing anyone's ever said. It's nice to be an idiot and brag about things, but we all know they can never happen. Why don't you offer $80 trillion while you're at it and throw in 76 virgins in heaven? Because it's so ridiculous. Good luck to Iran. But George Lopez responded on Twitter and said, I'll do it for half. I'll take $40 million to assassinate President Trump and cut his head off, is what he was saying. He thinks it's a joke. What if I, Wayne Root, a white Republican, had ever dared to say on Twitter that I want to cut off Obama's head and I'll take a $40 million bounty and bring it to the enemies of America and smile and cheer and raise my hand that I've been the guy who assassinated the president. Can you imagine saying something so revolting? Can you imagine me, Wayne Root, who hated Obama, ever saying something like that? No, because I was on Obama's team against the rest of the world. These people aren't Americans. They're un-American traitors.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In a statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the death of General Qasem Soleimani should be welcomed.
We should welcome his death and its complication of Tehran's terrorism industrial complex. But we must remain vigilant and soberly prepare for even further aggression.
The Kentucky Republican speaking there on Capitol Hill. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 68 points to finish at 28,703. The NASDAQ rose 11. The S&P 50. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's so bad in social media. You have no idea. Twitter knocked me down from 110,000 fans, and I should have probably been at like 500,000, but I could never get past 110. And then when I got my own hit TV show on Newsmax, they made sure I could never, ever get a single fan to join ever again. So what happened was they knocked me from 110 down to 70. In other words, they took 40,000 fans away from me. And then I could never, ever get above 70. I could never add anybody. And so now PolitiChatter comes to me. I've mentioned this on the show. PolitiChatter comes to me, and they say, we've got this new Twitter / Facebook. And we're going to put you up, and we're going to put you in a prime position where every single person that joins PolitiChatter gets to see like 8 people and say, you should join these 8, and you're going to be one of the 8, because we think you're a conservative superstar. And there'll be no banning and no censorship here. Not of you, but not of liberals either. We're not a conservative site. Nobody gets banned here. Everybody can say what they want to say and need to say. And I said, great, let's do it. And so I started with PolitiChatter 3 weeks ago. Keep in mind, I have 79,000 fans at Twitter now. 79,000. 40,000 at Facebook. Could never get above either number. I keep going backwards. If I gain 1,000, I lose 1,000. Total, complete fraud committed by Twitter and Facebook against Wayne Root because I'm a strong conservative voice. And by the way, several times last week, my project, RootWall.com, was hacked and knocked off the air. RootWall.com, you went there, there was nothing there. Hackers took me down. They're coming after me because I'm effective at what I do, which is an evangelist warrior on behalf of capitalism, on behalf of conservatism, on behalf of the middle class, on behalf of President Trump, on behalf of Judeo-Christian values. They don't want that. And so I go to PolitiChatter. In 3 weeks, I've now got over 126,000 fans. In 3 years, I couldn't get above 70,000 at Twitter. In 3 weeks, 126,000 fans at PolitiChatter. Does that tell you anything about freedom? Freedom is what America's about. There is no longer freedom at Twitter, at Facebook, at Instagram, at YouTube. The social media people are evil, and they're out to destroy and censor and block conservative thought. They're trying to get their people elected and knock Trump out and knock all Trump's Republican people out. Terrible, terrible stuff. And what did I say on the show last week? I said last Friday, no way Trump could ever share the news of the attack with Congress, because forget about Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, who'd run straight to the New York Times, and the New York Times would print it, and then we'd lose the chance to kill this terrible terrorist. They would be traitors right there. But even Nancy Pelosi, I don't think, is in bed with Iran. But I do believe AOC is. I do believe Ilhan Omar is. I do believe that Rashida Tlaib are. They raise money for CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council on American Islamic Relations, which even in his sane days, what's Schumer, the head of the Senate, Democrat head of the Senate, in his sane days, Schumer said, when America wasn't pitted against each other, when it came to terrorism, Republicans and Democrats were on the same team. When it came to border security, Republicans and Democrats were on the same team. That was 10 years ago and 15 years ago. Schumer in those days, Senator Schumer of New York, said that CAIR is a terrorist front for Hamas. And these women raise money for CAIR, who gives the money to terrorism. And I'm telling you that there are deep ties between Muslim organizations like CAIR, radical Muslim organizations like CAIR, and Hamas and Hezbollah. Schumer says it. Charles Schumer, not just Wayne Root. I guarantee you that if he shared, Trump, the fact that he was going to kill a Muslim terrorist, the worst in the world, they would either go straight to Iran and tell them, or they'd go straight to CAIR, and CAIR would go to Hamas and Hezbollah and tell them. So we can share no information. Trump can share no information. Our president has to seal off all inside classified military information from the United States Congress. They can never be trusted again. They've proven themselves untrustworthy. Michael Moore tells the Ayatollah of Iran that Democrats will take care of Trump for them. Here's what he tweeted out. Michael Moore, the Hollywood film producer. I just sent the Ayatollah of Iran a personal appeal. Excuse me. Asking him, I'm going 100 miles an hour for 3 hours now. Asking him not to respond to our assassination of his top general with violence of any kind, but rather let me and millions of Americans fix this peacefully. Can I break this down for you? First of all, that's like sending a tweet to Hitler. The Ayatollah of Iran is Hitler. The guy we killed actually isn't Hitler. He's more like the top general for Hitler. Rommel. But the Ayatollah is Hitler. And Michael Moore is sending messages to Hitler. And he's being nice to him like you're talking to a decent human being. First of all, Michael Moore, you're a fat man. If you went to Iran, do you know what they would do to you? I won't even say it on national TV. First of all, they have no respect for you. All the members of the Iran Revolutionary Guard are thin and strong and work out every day, and their goal in life is killing and torturing people. You know what they would do to a fat putz like you in Iran? Oh, my God. They would do it in a public circle. They would make the entire world watch while they laugh at you. You're another one like Colin Kaepernick. Go to Iran and make a critical comment of the Ayatollah and see what happens to you. I dare you to go move to Iran and live the rest of your life in Tehran. Good luck to you, Michael Moore. Second of all, my friend, you're talking nicely to Hitler. And you called it an assassination of your top general. It's not an assassination. When America takes out a terrorist, that's not an assassination. If it is, then your hero Obama committed 2,800 drone assassinations and you said nothing. Just like when Obama put the kids in cages and all of you said nothing. And now you make believe it never happened. You're all Sergeant Schultz of Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. That's what he used to say. And it was a comedy. It was a joke. You are Sergeant Schultz. You don't even know that Obama caged more children in his worst day than Trump did on his best day. You don't even realize that Obama deported more people than Trump's deported, ironically. You don't realize that Obama drone-striked more people than Trump ever has, ironically. And you never said a word about any of it, which makes you all idiots, fools, and evil people, living in delusion and desperation. And last but not least, you said, let me and millions of Americans fix this peacefully. You actually think you're going to win the election, do you, Michael Moore? The American people love what Trump just did. They loved it, and I'm going to be an equal opportunity guy here. I hated FDR like I hated Obama, another socialist. But the American people loved FDR. You know why? Because we were involved in a world war, and he was in charge of America's forces. And he was killing German Nazis and killing the Japanese that sneakily bombed us on Pearl Harbor. So we loved the guy. America loved FDR. And to this day, he's always one of the top five presidents. I think he's one of the worst presidents in America's history. But you can't fight the tape. You know, my buddy Kit Perridge is a great stock market guru. He always says you can't fight the tape. In other words, if all the investors think the market's great and things are going up, you're an idiot for selling it short because you can't win when masses of people are against you. Masses of people believe FDR was a great president. I know he wasn't. I know he exasperated and even made the Great Depression worse with his stupid socialist economic policies. But the average American thinks FDR was a great president. So you can't fight the tape. Why did they love him? Because we were at war and everybody supports a war president. Not anymore. That's how bad America's become with Democrats. We don't support our war president. Matter of fact, they all have Trump derangement syndrome. Hollywood, Michael Moore, Colin Kaepernick, Nancy Pelosi, the squad. They all have Trump derangement syndrome. They hate him so much that they don't even know the difference between an American who's a Republican you don't like politically and somebody in another country that tortures and murders anyone who disagrees with them. They don't even know the difference. Name the person that Trump has murdered. Silence? Name the person Trump has tortured. Name a black person in America that Trump has tortured. Name a single Muslim organization that Trump used the IRS to destroy. Can you name one? I can name you quite a few people and organizations that Obama used the IRS to destroy. You said nothing, like Sergeant Schultz. officials. Nothing. You knew nothing. You didn't care that Obama sicked the IRS against Wayne Allyn Root. Many, many Tea Partiers had the same treatment, but they had special joy to try and destroy Wayne Allyn Root. That was before I printed ink by the barrel. That was before I had national best-selling books, a national TV show, and the number one time slot in Newsmax TV with 80 million homes watching. That was before I had national radio on USA Radio. That was before I had a nationally syndicated newspaper column. They thought they could intimidate me and take me out, and I would have nowhere, no platform to actually explain to everybody what was happening. Now I've got all the ink by the barrel full. Just to let you know that. Nancy Pelosi introduced a resolution that says Trump has no right to fight Iran. So basically, she's putting up the white flag. We're the French. The Democrat Party are the French. And they're putting up the white flag before the war has begun. And they're telling Iran, A, in this resolution, Trump may be a war criminal. A war criminal for taking out one of the world's worst terrorists. And B, he's not going to be allowed to fight you. So kill all the Americans you want. Bomb the World Trade Center again. Bomb the Empire State Building. We're not going to let Trump respond. So you think Iran might not think, well, let's go ahead and do it. Let's bomb an airplane. Let's take a plane down. We did it once before with TWA. We did the Benghazi. We did the American embassy just days ago. Now the Democrats are telling us they will not let Trump respond. Folks, that's as un-American as you're going to get. The Democrat Party is fighting on the side of Iran. What do you say? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Does anybody else say it like me on national TV? I don't think so. I don't think they're allowed to talk like me on Fox News. I don't think you can ever get anybody to shoot from the hip or speak from the heart like I do. Whatever I see out there, when I see injustice, I talk about it on national TV, and I'm uncensored here at Newsmax TV. Thank you, Newsmax. Adam Schiff calls for congressional hearings into Trump's drone strike that killed Soleimani. So where were the hearings into Obama killing Osama bin Laden? Where were the hearings? Does anybody know about the hearings? Were there any hearings? No. Last I checked, it was okay. We buried his body at sea. No one knows anything about it. How did it happen? Why did it happen? Obama, any shenanigans? No, I never criticized Obama. Although I did say it was very strange that they buried him at sea. I found that extremely strange. Nobody ever got to see the body, any proof that it was him. But they buried him at sea. Why so quickly? I don't know. The whole thing was strange. But all the Navy SEALs said, we did indeed kill Osama bin Laden. I don't exactly think Obama was part of the SEAL team. I don't think he was crawling through the grass with a knife in his mouth. I don't give Obama credit for killing the guy. But in the end, he was president, and it happened, so he got the credit. I get that. I never criticized him. Liberals are just so bad. So I'll get back to all this in a second. That's the biggest news story in America, of course. But there's other issues out there that tie into the insanity of liberals. So we heard last night during the Golden Globes, in addition to the host, what is it, Ricky Gervais, or whatever his name is, we heard several times he ripped into Hollywood. Great job, Ricky. Fantastic. We got to make him a fixture on our show, because I don't think he's going to find any work ever again in Hollywood. Who's going to hire him after you told them all they're all nuts? But having said that, and they have no right to ever judge Trump, basically said, stop judging Trump, because you got no right to judge anybody. You're all screwed up. And they are all screwed up. Great job, Ricky. But you also heard that the fires in Australia are so bad, and it's all about climate change. It's 100% climate change. What you didn't hear was that they've arrested 183 people for arson, for setting brush fires all over Australia, in every single district and section of Australia, whatever they call it. I don't think it's called states like in America. But in every area of Australia, Queensland, NSW, Victoria, South Australia, Tasmania, New South Wales, in every one of those geographical areas, they've arrested dozens of people in each one for setting fires across Australia. Climate change? Liberals look you in the face and say climate change? First of all, there's been brush fires, massive brush fires, in the west of the United States, like California and other western states, and in Australia, since the beginning of time, since before man existed, and since 40 years ago and 30 years ago, when no one ever heard of the word climate change or global warming. There's always been terrible fires in Malibu, where I lived. I lived 13 years in Malibu, overlooking the ocean, and my house almost burnt down three times. And everybody told me then, liberals told me, Malibu is the single most fire-plagued section of land in the entire globe. Constant fires since the beginning of time. Got nothing to do with climate change. But that was before liberals hooked on to this word climate change and before liberals had Trump derangement syndrome. And we all know, if you're watching the news, that every year at this time of year, it's summer in Australia, and there's massive fires in Sydney suburbs. Always. But now there's hundreds of people setting the fires. I'm sure there's a lightning strike that starts it. What's that got to do with climate change? Nothing. Nothing at all. Or car backfires. Nothing to do with climate change. And now they're trying to exasperate it by setting fires. And by the way, do you think these are all pyromaniacs? Arsonists? Crazy people? Probably a lot of them. But I'll bet you a good portion of them are environmentalist liberals looking to set fires to prove there is climate change causing disasters around the world. That's what you're dealing with here. So they look you in the face and they tell you climate change, Australia, when in reality it's 183 arsonists and pyromaniacs and environmentalist wackos setting the fires to convince you of climate change. And nobody's reporting that in the mainstream media. And I tell you how psychotic the left is and how, whether you like it or not, they're dragging us into a civil war. It's crazy. I don't want one. Do you want one? I don't want American against American, brother against brother. But in Seattle, a restaurateur heard that this beautiful little 9-year-old girl and her father were both killed in a hunting accident when they were mistaken for deer. And she answers one, she tweets out 1.5 less MAGA billies in the world. At least they died supporting their beloved Second Amendment. So she's saying a father and his daughter are 1.5 Trump supporters, and she's glad they're dead. At least there's 1.5 less MAGA supporters, and she's glad they died fighting for the Second Amendment. This is what you're dealing with in left-wing Seattle, in left-wing California, in Santa Monica, in San Francisco, in New York City, in Chicago. It's just awful. Nobody on my right has ever said such a thing. If you said it in front of me, you cheered the death of a liberal, I'd shut you down instantly. This is America. We come together in America. Something's wrong with the left. All right, I want to say goodnight to all the heroes out there. All the police, all the fire, all the military, all the veterans. And Donald Trump's a hero for giving the orders to take out that terrible Iranian terrorist killer. And now, wait for the great message from My Doctor Suggests, sponsor of this show. My great friends at My Doctor Suggests, Dr. Pedersen, great guy. You'll see a new ad soon with me and Dr. Pedersen in it. We're filming in the next month in Las Vegas. But boy, if you are worried about cold and flu season, these guys have the greatest answer ever. See you tomorrow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.